Man, you know what? I did the thing and I didn't even press record. I'm just so crazy. Like, this is just dumb. Guess what happened, y'all? I just did the live and I forgot to save it. So, we're here again. Right? So, anyway, the show must go on. So, anyway, I was talking about. When is the best time to send out follow-up emails for your online business, right? When is the best time? Let me just say what I said in the last live stream, right? So anyway, so this week has been very hectic. You know, parents, we're pressured, you know, we gotta send our kids back to school. You got tax-free weekend coming up. It's like I went to buy some clothes for my boy who's 5 years old, starting kindergarten. And it's like, yo, it's like parents, man. Parents can be like animals. It's like everybody in the store just acting like animals. Like just the little tax-free shit that's going on. It's like, you know what? Fuck this, right? I ain't doing it. Right, it's a good thing my wife had already bought the majority of the clothes before tax-free weekend because see she been here longer than me, right? Clearly you can tell from my accent I'm not, you know what I'm saying? She been here longer than me. We're in America, they got tax-free weekend. We don't have that shit back home. As a matter of fact, back home when we go to school, we wear uniforms like some soldier type shit, right? So. You know, this is new to me. Like, I ain't had a kid that been to school before. So, you know, but anyway, so that, and then, you know what I'm saying? I have, you know, some other shit going on with my other son, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's stuff like that. Like, when life kind of get rough with you, it's like, it throws you for a loop sometimes. And it messes up your flow, right? For me, it messed up my email flow. Your boy had a, like, I couldn't come up with email ideas on time for a very long time. Like, I was still sending out emails, but I wasn't sending them out in a timely manner that I was taught. You know what I'm saying? I guess you could say, man, I had some email impotency going on. Like, when it came time to perform, your boy just wasn't performing, right? But you know, every cloud has a silver lining. I still managed to keep the streak alive, still managed to send out my emails on a daily basis, not a timely basis, because I was taught that the best time to send out email is when people are at work, right? The best time to send out email is when people are at work, which is like anywhere from 9 o'clock to probably like 2 o'clock, because you know, after two, people kind of check out. You know, from nine, especially like in the lunchtime period where everybody's on their phone, people say that's the best time, and it makes sense. That's the best time to send out emails, right? That's or so I thought. You dig? So it's like, what was I gonna say? What was I gonna say? So yeah. So anyway, this particular week, I was having trouble sending out my emails. And one particular day, I was like, I couldn't come up with an idea for nothing. I had, you know what I'm saying, looking for daycare for my little man, and then for my big boy. I'm trying to get him ready for school, and you know what I'm saying, all kind of stuff going on in between. And it's just like, you know, this is like, yo, it's parent life, right? So, plus, you know, I got other little side stuff going on, and you know what I'm saying, little real estate projects going on, and it's just like. Just didn't have the time to go through my routine that I normally use from the book to come up with the email ID and just bang out the email and just go on about my life, right? So it was one particular day when I wasn't like just blank, 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 right? Did my morning workout routine, is blank. So I didn't panic. Because the last thing you want to do is panic, right? The last thing you want to do is, you know what I'm saying, oh my God, I can't get this email, and you panic and then you force yourself to write bullshit. You don't really want to do that, right? So I just, the best thing for me at that point Is my microphone on? Yeah. The best thing for me at that point is to just let it go. So I just let it go. I didn't really think about nothing related to emails, marketing, or whatever. I did what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? I read them. When I had time to read, I did my reading, read my little books and all that kind of stuff, and just chill, play with my kids. You know what I'm saying? Play with my wife and thing, just chill, right? And 8 o'clock in the night, still no email. I'm like, damn, my streak is dead. 12 o'clock, no email. Damn, my streak is fucked, right? 1 o'clock in the morning, no email. I'm like, well, shit, I might as well go to sleep. So just as I'm ready to go to sleep, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like, bam! I just get hit with some email ideas like a thunderbolt from heaven, right? So I was like, oh, shit. I grab my phone, I turn up my Google Docs, and I started typing down the ideas, right? And then I use the 4-step method in my book, and I bang out the email. Like, when you have the 4-step method, banging out the email is easy. Like, the hard part is coming up with the idea, right? That's the challenge. And it's not even a challenge if you have, like, time to settle down, but this particular week, man, is just, you know, you already know. It's like episode of Ninja Warrior. You know what I'm saying? Always moving. So, What was I finna say? So, yeah, so anyway, I did it, and I was like, man, should I save this email for in the morning to the usual time? I said, fuck that. No, send it. No, because, you know what I'm saying, you already lost a streak. You might as well just send it as early as possible, right? So I said, you know what? I hit send. So hit send. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go to sleep. Couldn't really sleep because I was kind of like, you know, damn, this email ain't going to do shit. Because by the time I send this email, you know what I'm saying, everybody's asleep. By the time they wake up, it's like my email is going to be buried by all these other marketers out there trying to get bread. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, forget it. So I say, you know what? Let me check this thing. So I check my email. Like, it's like 15 minutes later. I check the stats. I was like, god damn. People started, like, instantly, it's probably like 20% of the people, like, opened the email already. I'm like, hell no. And then I started getting clicks to the sales, because I was promoting my book, right? I'm always plugging my book, so I get clicks to the book. I was like, what? And then I got sales. I got like 3 sales. Like, what? 2 o'clock in the morning? So I was like, damn, I guess people not sleeping. You know, people not sleeping. People up. All at working, you know, because I mean, and then when you really think about it, your list is kind of like a reflection of you. Like, my list is, people on my list are online marketers, and most online marketers, from my experience, are kind of like night owls, you know, because we want to shoot content when the kids are asleep and all that kind of stuff. We don't want to shoot content and, you know what I'm saying, little Tyrone kicking down the door with his diaper off or his diaper full of boo-boo running around. Like, my son have a, like, he kind of chilling now because he's getting potty trained, but he has a way where he would take off his pot, his pull-up, and he'd be like, with full of shit in it, right? So, you know, the best time for us to shoot content is, like, you know, when they gone to sleep. Like, you know, 11 o'clock, they gone to bed at 9, 8, and then, you know what I'm saying, you kind of chill down and you're good. But I guess that's the thing. But, yeah, that time when I sent the email, it was just like I had like the fastest response time, like the fastest time for sales. And as a matter of fact, like throughout the day, like more sales started coming in. So it's like, it's kind of that. And in combination with that, I think it's because I've been sending daily emails. And this is the power of emails, right? Like, guys, I don't think you can get away with this when you send in a webinar. Because a webinar, like, I don't think, like, even though people are up, they're up doing stuff, like, webinars, it just takes too long. Like, it takes too much attention span, in my opinion. I don't know, it might work, but I just like banging on emails. I don't really like sitting down reciting webinar slides, right? That's just me. I don't think you can get that same effect with a webinar. But if you've been sending, like, I've been sending emails every day for the past year, right? And people might look and say, man, god damn, you got time to do all that shit? Like, I have a system. right? I have a system, guys. I have a system that's in my book, How to Write Emails That Bring Home the Bacon. I have a system. I don't trip on that shit, right? No, will I be sending emails at 2 o'clock every morning? Hell no. Right? I want to bang out the email as quick as possible and go about my business, right? Speaking of which, if you are having problems monetizing your list, like if you are having problems getting sales, then you need to get the email, a free course that I have for you called the Email Monetization Secrets, right? It's a free course. It's going to show you 3 things you need to know in order to monetize it. It's like your foundation, right? And then once your foundation is set, you're ready to send off the emails, then you got to get my book, How to Write Emails That Bring Home the Bacon. Fire, all right? So yeah, guys, this is Mark Fagan here. Once again, appreciate y'all for watching. And I will see you in the next one. All right. Peace out.